New York State Commissioner of Agriculture and Markets Richard Ball hammered the ceremonial tap into a maple tree in the front yard of Riverside Maple Farms in the town of Glenville.
Let the income start flowing.
This weekend, the 17th and 18th, and next weekend, the 24th and 25th, have each been designated New York's Maple Weekend. The yearly event is sponsored by the New York State Maple Producers Association. New York has the second highest output of maple syrup in the United States. Last year, the state set a 73-year record with 760,000 gallons of syrup produced. Ball is hoping for another stellar season.
We tap more trees than anyone else in the country, so it's significant, but obviously it's a short season when we get to harvest it, but of course it's something we get to enjoy year-round.
Vermont's maple syrup output leads the nation. In 2017, the Green Mountain State produced 1.98 million gallons. Vermont is celebrating its Maple Weekend on March 24th and 25th. Massachusetts, which ranks fifth in maple production, is also celebrating the industry this Saturday and Sunday. Riverside Maple Farms co-owner Erica Welch says every producer has their own techniques. She adds, helping the public discover local producers is what makes Maple Weekend exciting.
A big part of what the Maple Producers Association and Maple Weekend is about is trying to connect the public with all of those different producers and get them to be able to go and visit different sugar houses and learn about it and learn about the different ways that people do it.
There are about 180 maple farms and museums across New York State that will open their doors for guests to see sugar houses and maybe enjoy a plate of pancakes. For more information about events in New York, Vermont, and Massachusetts, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from Glenville for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.